Good afternoon. We continue to track a storm system through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada, dragging a cold front now through eastern New York and New England for the remainder of the evening and into the overnight hours. Out ahead of this front, a strong and gusty south-southeast wind persists, with gusts at times over 30 miles per hour lasting into the evening hours. Also along and ahead of this front, some rain, heavier bursts, and even some thunderstorms, which could produce damaging wind gusts in excess of 50 miles per hour. Also, some of the rainfall could be heavy at times, producing localized flash flooding through the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures will be unseasonably warm ahead of this front and stay mainly in the lower to mid-70s for the remainder of the day before sliding back into the 60s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms will wind down late tonight from west to east as the front makes progress to and then off the eastern seaboard. We'll have a drying trend behind the front, although skies will remain cloudy tonight and temperatures will drop back into the 50s. This will set us up for a much quieter day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds, somewhat cooler but still mild for this time of year, and with a passing shower, temperatures will be in the lower and middle 60s. An upper-level system will swing over us on Thursday, producing mostly cloudy skies and more occasional showers and cooler temperatures with highs staying in the 50s. A ridge of high pressure will build back in for the end of the week and to start the weekend. The result will be a mix of sun and clouds and milder temperatures Friday in the lower 60s, and a developing south wind on Saturday will push us into the mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds. By Sunday, the next front will approach with sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds and the chance of a shower by the end of the day. Highs will be in the lower 60s and a good chance at more rain Sunday night and perhaps lasting into Monday, with highs to start next week staying in the 50s. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, New York City windy with showers and thunderstorms, temperatures hanging out near 70, Boston windy, showers and storms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, partly cloudy and breezy with temperatures falling back through the 50s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers and thunderstorms, then drying out overnight, windy, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers and thunderstorms this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a shower, but mostly dry middle to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, showers and thunderstorms winding down early, then drying out tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds and cooler with a passing shower tomorrow in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers and thunderstorms this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower tomorrow in the lower to mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then drying out overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with a passing shower in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy, cool, scattered showers, mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s on Friday. Breezy and mild Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday with a late-day shower, lower 60s, and a chance of rain Sunday night and Monday with highs back into the upper 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.